Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A respected scientist sues a California university for firing him after his dinosaur discovery supported the Genesis account of creation. I'm Matt Barber, in for Matt Staver today, and joining me again in studio is Daryl Edwards, president of Liberty Counsel Action. Daryl, a scientist, according to the Christian Post, has filed a lawsuit against the California State University Northridge, saying he was terminated from his job due to his religious views after he discovered soft tissue on a Triceratops fossil, which supported his creationist view. Mark Armitage, a former scientist at CSUN in Los Angeles, was terminated after he discovered supposedly the largest Triceratops horn ever unearthed at the Hell Creek Formation excavation site in Montana, according to an attorney, Brad Dacus of Pacific Justice Institute, who filed the lawsuit. The long and short of it is, in reading multiple accounts of this, Daryl, is that he went inside this Triceratops horn, found soft tissue in the middle of the horn, and was able to carbon date that tissue, to go in and carbon date it, and shockingly found that the material was 4,000 years old. And this was published, his study was published in a peer-reviewed journal, and he has since been terminated because he has been accused of using this information, which there's no evidence that he has, as to try to further a creationist agenda and the intelligent design scientific study, which is verboten, as we know, in the ever-tolerant halls of leftist academia.
It's sort of, don't confuse us with the facts.
Yeah.
He said that they actually, his boss actually stormed into his lab and said, we are not going to tolerate your religion in this department. So there's that magic word, tolerate. So we're not going to tolerate.
Yeah. Well,
it was interesting. But he had asserted that the Triceratops has to be younger than the 68 million years that it's supposed to be, because he said the soft tissue would have, his quote was, decayed into nothingness. It would not have been there. Bones
petrified.
Would have stayed.
Yeah.
It would have petrified. So rather than lauding this as some great scientific discovery, which you would think would have happened, they quickly tried to squelch it and say it can't be possible.
Yeah.
It defies our
narrative.
Our narrative.
It defies
exactly.
Our neo-Darwinist religion.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so there are a couple issues here. Obviously, there's the First Amendment issue in specifically targeting him because of his Christian beliefs and terminating him. Clearly, the evidence of what was said to him and so forth, that's why he was terminated, which is absolutely unconstitutional and illegal. That's one issue, kind of a side issue from my perspective. We don't hear a lot of people talking about the big issue here. Where is the scientific community clamoring to continue this research, to verify this research, or to disprove?
Well, that's what I'm saying. It should be like, this is one of the greatest potential discoveries in the history of science.
And it shows, it betrays an agenda here. Because if they follow the evidence, and the evidence goes where, at least so far, it looks like it's headed, dispelling the theory of a evolution, neo-Darwinist evolution, and saying that no, dinosaurs were here thousands of years ago, not millions of years ago, which would deliver a major blow to the theory of evolution as it is currently, macroevolution as it's currently understood. Rather than following the evidence where it may, there's fear, because I mean there are certainly philosophical implications associated with it. If Darwinism and evolution is kind of undermined, so is the worldview that says there is no right and wrong and we can do what thy will. So there's a whole lot of different things at play here, but to see this response, this visceral a response against this scientist, that to me is more telling than anything else.
Yeah, you kind of get the feeling that if he'd have walked in with a live Triceratops on a leash, they would have said, don't bring your religion in here. It doesn't really matter because we don't want to see it.
That's a great visual image. Yeah, thanks. No, you're right. They talk about blind faith, and they accuse Christians of having this blind faith. You know, Paul talked about it. Scripture talks about how the heavens and the earth and God's design and his creation, how his glory and his intelligence, his incredible intelligence, is self-evident through all of these things. And so we are without excuse for denying that. So the materialist worldview is seriously in jeopardy with this discovery. You know, and I'm not saying that this is the end of the debate, but it's certainly a piece of evidence now that needs to be further explored, further looked into, and he's apparently willing to do so and looking to do so. But again, where are all the other scientists saying, wow, this is amazing? If this is true, this is a major discovery. If it's not true, well, then let's find that out. You don't see that because, I think there's fear here. There's fear that it might be true. So the reaction is to come down with an iron fist and try to quash it altogether.
Yeah, scientists should be lining up at his door with their microscopes in their hand saying, let me look at some of the tissue. I can't believe that you found this. Can you show us your documentation? Did you videotape the event? They should be asking questions to prove him right or wrong, not just quickly just knocking it out of hand.
If this is true, it is earth-shaking. If this is true, it undermines and sets back the neo-Darwinist, the materialist, the evolutionist worldview and pseudoscience and these theories, unverifiable theories. It sets them back tremendously, decades. If it's not true, you would think that they would want to disprove it, so that they could, put an end to it right away and continue on with their theories and the hypotheses that they claim.
Maybe they're scared to look into it until they can come up with a better story. So at this point, they just shut it down, and they shut him down and try to get rid of him.
Now let's quickly talk about the other aspect of this. Again, here is the tolerance of the left on display here. What has happened to the Constitution here in the United States, to the First Amendment? Guess what? There are many, many, many Christian scientists, and I don't mean the Christian scientist so-called religion. I'm talking about scientists who are Christ followers out there who are studying intelligent design, who are approaching a different scientific theory, and it's amazing to me how the left will try to undermine the scientific study, the intelligent design science, and by calling it religion, calling it creation, and anything that remotely provides evidence, they will even violate the United States Constitution. This happens over and over again. You remember Ben Stein's movie No Intelligence Allowed, where the academia comes down again with an iron fist. Anybody who pursues a path that does not toe the absolutist line is in deep trouble.
Well, you know, it's not the first time that soft tissue has been found. In 2005, in the bones of a Tyrannosaurus rex, they found soft tissue there, and they believe the Tyrannosaurus was also 68 million years old, but they had to come up with a physical explanation for it, and they said that the iron was in the dinosaur's body had preserved it from decay. It's funny, they have to craft an answer that fits their narrative. They can't say, wow, this opens the door to other possibilities. Because I think it ultimately goes back to, we can't have those Bible thumpers being right about something, because then we might be obligated to follow other things that the scriptures say, and we certainly don't want to do that.
Yeah, that's called rationalizing.
Yeah.
They rationalize the findings, the evidence, and try to force it, a square hole in a round peg, to fit their worldview. Well, we're going to be following the case. Liberty Counsel is going to be following the case here. The Pacific Justice Institute and Brad Dawkus will be continuing to fight this on behalf of this scientist. His First Amendment rights have clearly been violated, and Liberty Counsel is standing up for the First Amendment. Go to lc.org to learn more about Liberty Counsel's ministry. Liberty Counsel stands for life, against the radical abortion industry from life from cradle to grave, defending it on both ends. Liberty Counsel stands for the family, for natural marriage, for natural God-designed human sexuality. And Liberty Counsel, certainly, Liberty Counsel attorneys are in courts around the country defending the First Amendment rights, freedom of religious expression, freedom of speech, freedom of association of Christians and even non-Christians around the country from being violated. The First Amendment, the Constitution, is under assault at unprecedented levels, and Liberty Counsel is needed today more than ever before. Go to lc.org to learn how you can become part of Liberty Counsel's ministry.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.